Go ahead and be a little deliberate with your posture. If you're sitting in a chair, make sure that your feet are kind of really sinking into the ground so you can relax them into the ground. If you're in a cross-legged position on a cushion, see if you can make sure that the cushion is sloped in such a way as to drive your weight forward into the ground, into your knees. And everything else has to be, can't be generalized simply away as relaxation or engagement because it's a little of both. But it should be something that you can feel at home in. Life isn't just relaxation. It's got an element of engagement, but hopefully it's an element of engagement you can feel at home in. So we'll try to establish that in the posture, starting with your contact, either with your feet or your knees. And I guess a word for the in and the out breath, maybe at home, on the in breath, at, on the out breath, home. And we'll pass to your kind of your buttocks, your base, your contact with the ground there. And we'll extend that awareness up into the pelvis, the sexual organs, the organs of elimination, the very bottom of the abdomen, the very top of your buttocks, so the whole kind of pelvic basin. And there will be an element of relaxing things downward, allowing things to kind of follow gravity. But some things don't rest downward. Some things don't, there are some things for which at home doesn't have a nameable direction, but they can still come home. What I mean is, don't be too prescriptive about what it means for your pelvis to come home to itself. We'll move up into the belly now and the low back. Imagine that there's like a band that wraps around your whole belly and your low back, like a weightlifting belt kind of deal. Maybe a little taller, so don't leave anything out, your flanks. The interior space of the belly as well. If there's anything here that relaxes downward, allow it to relax downward. But if there's anything that relaxes in any other direction or no direction, allow it to relax in that way as well. We'll go up to the level of the diaphragm. And again, a kind of a band all the way around. The lower portion of the rib cage and the middle of the back. You can kind of allow your awareness to really ride that movement of the diaphragm as it goes up and down. Diaphragm is only can only half relax. The other half is engagement. See if you can be yourself completely in both. Move up to the heart region. All the way up to the base of the neck, which is a little bit higher on the back than it is on the front. The rib cage, top of the rib cage slopes upwards from front to back. The lungs really go up or down so much as expand and relax, contract. But again, see if you can find a sense of being at home, of fully arriving here and now in both of those movements. Make sure that awareness extends around to the back. A lot of the expansion happens in the back, actually. Up into the throat and the neck, all the way up to the base of the skull. I include the tongue here for some reason. How can this kind of rest into itself? Does that have a direction? This would be like a very decisive silence, right? This is the site of speech, of sound, of articulation. See if you can make it the definition of a comfortable silence. Start with the inside of the head, so go up into the mouth and into the sinus spaces, interior space of the nose, your brain. You can be aware of your brain. And then the whole head, including the face and your ears. I don't think many of these things can relax downward. Allow them to relax in whatever direction they can relax in. Going to emphasize engagement here for the last part of the meditation. Whether that means you actually engage muscles or it's more of an internal engagement is up to you. With respect to the face, that engagement is going to look like something. On the border of a smile. It's going to be the kind of smile that does not involve any departure from anything being at home in itself. Whether you smile or not, you should know that your lips are on the verge of smiling. They're at risk of smiling at any moment. And not only your lips, but your whole head. Your whole head is on the verge of smiling. What does that mean? Your head and your neck. Are on the verge of smiling. So delighted are they to be at home. Everything from your head down to the level of your heart. A smile in your heart. Have you ever heard that expression? No one has ever said a smile in your diaphragm, but we will include the diaphragm now as well. Down into your belly. Top, tippy top of the head down to the belly. Don't forget the low back. Your buttocks, your pelvic basin. Your legs all the way down to your toes. Babies can smile with their toes. No one would dispute that fact. Your shoulders all the way down to the tips of your fingers. Everything is just pleased as punch to be able to come home to itself. And I will not use the word radiate, because coming home does not come from anywhere, but we will kind of accompany the whole space in the room. So not just wedded to the body now, but everything around at home, coming home to itself. It's not something we're doing, it's not coming from anywhere. And not just in this room, but everywhere. You can say in an unobstructed way.